The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
That's fucking yes, sir. Right, baby.
That's fucking right.
Let's go.
Get into it. Woo! Get into it. That's fucking right. That fight went the distance.
It's crazy how long it lasted.
Bro, I couldn't believe it. I was yawning by the end of it.
Yeah. Another one.
No, you took way too long.
Another one. I'm sorry.
You didn't think it was going to be that fast.
What? I called it the whole week. I said first round knockout the whole week.
He did.
On all the interviews. And I manifested it. And I kept on saying it out loud. I, Jake Joseph Paul, will knock out Andre August in the first round. Where does he go from here, though?
To sleep, brother.
I'm just, no, serious question. Like, he's been doing this his whole life, right? Golden glove boxer. Journeyman? But where does he go from here? Like the influencer boxer
to bed,
who is still somehow, people are still doubting his ability in the sport, are getting tricked into believing they could do it, and they just can't.
They just can't. I don't really know. But that's what I'd be trying to tell these people, that I told them in the press conference, it's your last week of boxing. Enjoy it.
This like, coach
literally
must,
enjoy
coach,
it.
This
like,
coach
have
must
fun.
Feel crazy.
And, yeah, his coach talking shit in the locker room beforehand. Just like,
you should tell the story.
I dropped both of them. So we didn't want to post the clip of me dropping his coach beforehand, just to like distract everyone from me fighting Andre. But we can put the clip here now. Little left hook. Yeah, man, but like, it is what it is. It is what it is, you know. A lot of these people come into this game, been doing it their whole life, but if you haven't been doing it right your whole life, then it doesn't mean shit.
If you don't got that dog in you, man.
But people don't have chins, bro. You know what's crazy is that wasn't even my hardest punch. Like, I was just getting warmed up.
You look like you was having fun on the walkout.
I was having so much. That was one of the best moments of my life.
Really?
On the walkout with you guys.
It was fun?
Yeah, because it took me back to, like, Cleveland. Our Christmas, going to get the trees, cutting it down. I could smell the pine.
The pine, yeah.
But that's proof that you're comfortable to even be able to like reflect like that in that moment with all that pressure. Means you're comfortable in that walkout.
So many people, 100%.
I might have lasted longer when we boxed.
Yeah, you actually did.
Yeah,
I
think so.
You were running technically,
no,
but you still did last longer.
I was
longer.
Stumbling, brother. I didn't run.
But that was my goal in our meditation last night. One of the goals of the meditation was to picture each moment and be grateful for it while it was happening. And then that eliminates all the nerves. So halfway through the walk, that's when I like turned around just to like look at them in the eyes.
You were smiling too much.
I was
like, dude, we were having fun. I mean, you were smiling. You were smiling like you, it's not very often you get a happy smile.
Yeah.
You had a happy smile on that walkout while we were dancing. I was just like, this is crazy. I can't dance for shit. You're busting it out, but we're having fun with the Christmas. It was great. And seeing you smile, happy stuff, I was like, this is going to be a great night for you.
And that's when I'm at my best.
That
for
might
sure.
be your best walkout song.
I might just have to bring it back. But even if it's not Christmas, but the whole crowd too, the venue was so sick. Mm. It was like fight night. It felt so intimate and the whole crowd was turned up and everyone... All the people finally this time were there for me.
Brother, in the hotel lobby.
Yes, in the hotel lobby.
Flooded out the hotel lobby, baby.
Shout out Quavo.
But I ain't going to lie, you definitely delivered knockout of the year, possibly. But that's not the only gift we talking about tonight. Tonight, 300 Xmas is live. I don't know if you know, you was in the ring, but I know 300 Xmas is live. You make a 2-pick lineup, 3-pick. I don't give a fuck what you do. You give me $1, you win. You get $300.
Better Picks.
Download Better Play Better Picks right now. 300 Xmas is live, baby.
He just hit a plug.
That was unbelievable.
That was so smooth.
That was the smoothest thing I've ever
seen. Download Better and Play Better Picks it's for 300X multiplier.
And you still watching. Nick, click the description right now.
That was clean.
Are you a brand ambassador?
Come on, baby. I'm a brand ambassador. I'll be slutting myself out for better. Can I get the raise, bro? Please.
That's it. Wait, we're getting thumbs up in the corner.
Can you approve the raise?
I'm having a glass of wine.
Can you approve the raise?
Yeah, everyone gets a dollar raise besides Derek.
Yes.
Sorry, Derek.
Why did it clap louder for that than when you walked in the room? That's fucked.
I want to talk about how Jasper is looking. He's looking good, man. Look at him. Look at
him. I'm blushing. Look at that. You can't see because I'm dark skin, but I'm blushing.
Greg, why do you always start flirting with Jasper as soon as you get a little liquor in you?
No.
He got good taste.
No, he's just, hey, man, a solid man can admire another man looking good, and he's looking 100%. Good, so
exactly.
I'm saying so.
And I'm going to kiss him when this episode's over.
That's facts.
Absolutely.
Well, that's facts, man. Nice.
This is the shit, man.
Nice little fight night, man. That was cool.
It's like at this point you're collecting Pokemon cards. You've switched up the knockout punch each
time.
Don't
say that.
First of all, it's the fashion that you get these knockouts in is just remarkable, and it's really fucking great for business. Second of all, you switch it every time. First was the overhand right, then you had a left hook. Mm-hmm. Now it's the right uppercut. What's next in the repertoire for
versatile? I need a body shot KO.
Where does the journey go, though? What's up next? What are we doing?
We have an announcement coming next week. I'm going to stay active. Big plans and just continue on my path to world champion. And this was a massive, massive step in the right direction and great, great motivation and more self-belief. But
that's right.
I don't know if pre-fight many of these guys are going to want to get in there with me like that.
He was being shitty pre-fight, though, bro. Be all negative, Nancy. Are you proud of yourself?
What do you mean? What was I doing?
Oh, I don't even care about this fight, man.
That was on purpose. Yeah, people freaked out. They're like, Jake, we're coming to see you. You're not promoting this fight. What the fuck?
Are you proud of yourself?
Bro, that was me promoting the fight.
There you fucking go.
Idiots. It's reverse psychology. I say, I'm not promoting this fight. I'm wearing the same outfit. Fuck this shit. And then every fight page posts it. Like, Jake doesn't care about this fight. Look at this. And then it cut to you. While I was saying December 15th, Andre August, and they all posted it on their pages. Right.
Can we talk about
it? It's reverse psychology, but I'm proud of myself. Yeah, I'm very proud of myself. That's exactly how I wanted the year to end. We've all been working our asses off.
Absolutely.
The whole team is on point, and things are just getting better and better and sharper and sharper. I kind of wanted to get more experience in there, like putting some of the new things I've been working on in.
We didn't get to see it.
Into an existence. Yeah. But the first body shot I hit him with, I seen him wince. And I threw it hard. And I knew that was going to be open. I hit him like 3-4 more times with it. He starts ducking down. I'm like, okay, the uppercut's going to be there. The uppercut's going to be there. Jabbing him. He couldn't touch me. And I was like, all right, let's see what happens. Wait for the right moment and throw it.
That's something you trained for in this last camp. I wasn't seeing you throwing no uppercuts prior.
What?
You was throwing them, but like not. This was it. I ain't gonna lie.
No, literally, we have footage of third being like it's going to be an uppercut.
I'm a terrible fan.
Yeah.
Can we touch on ticket sales in Orlando? Kind of broke some history.
Broke the records. Jake Paul can't sell.
That bitch
Jake
was
Paul
sold out.
Is irrelevant. There's still tickets on sale, man. Y'all don't know how to do business. If you set something up to sell and it sells out right away in an instant, then you didn't sell it high enough. And that's basic, simple supply, demand, pricing, economics. And the way we set up our fights is dynamic pricing. Everything always sells out on fight week to maximize, the business here. How many times am I going to fight? And people are like, oh, you're charging your fans too much. No, they're paying. If they don't want to pay it, then don't come. It's funny to me, all the shit talk, people could say whatever they want, but my average ticket price for this fight was $150 versus some people's $60 average ticket price.
Can't even get a t-shirt for $60. So,
yeah, man, this is how we do it against a no-name opponent. And I'm unstoppable, to be honest.
Future boxing.
Y'all can do whatever you want, but they're gonna come see me.
Absolutely.
Well, I think the market dictates the price. And if you keep delivering performances like this.
Bro, where the fuck's a bottle opener? What the fuck? We're in a hotel.
He back to being an alcoholic.
We're in a fucking hotel, guys.
Flooded out the hotel lobby.
They're not. Come on. I have one request.
Bro, just bust that shit open with your teeth.
I feel like Greg Paul could do that. No. We're not going to. So what were you saying? Sorry.
I just said the market dictates the price. Like, you keep delivering top tier performances, right? So people are willing to pay because they know that when they either come to a Jake Paul fight or pay for a Jake Paul fight on pay-per-view, they're going to see something spectacular. And the track record's there, right? Like, you're a great game time performer. And like I said in the post-fight speech with Ariel, like, forget the name. Forget the fact this is Jake Paul. If you see this, like, young, tattooed, blinged out, charismatic, like, troublemaking ass motherfucker going and disrupting the entire sport of boxing. Meanwhile, not only kicking ass, but like putting on other fighters, starting his own promotional company.
This early in his career.
Elevating women's boxing at 26 years old. This is a dude to pay attention to. Forget the fact that he got 25.5 million followers on Instagram.
25.6.
Oh,
I just grew.
Congratulations. So the market dictates the price. I know you, so I know that you're secretly a genius, but the secret is not letting people know you're a genius. Because if you can continue to play people like a fiddle, you're gonna keep making that money.
Yeah, so I'm dumb punch a man. All I know is 1, 2, 3 hook.
That's right. But okay, so what happens when people are like, okay, Jake Paul is legit, he's about it, he's about his business, he's about his hard work, he's about his performances, and I guess when you lose the element of surprise, how are you going to continue to draw people into the entity that is Jake Paul?
I think what will become more real is these massive names in boxing, like the Canelo fight, that will do 2 million pay-per-views. Easy. And getting closer to those types of goals and going for the world title shot. If I'm going to go fight for the world championship, 1 million pay-per-view buys. And this is more now moving into skill. Oh, wow. I'm impressed, and maybe some of the haters turning into fans, because at this point it's just undeniable. And maybe they questioned me before. Maybe, you know, they needed this moment, for example, to turn that page and just be like, fuck it, I'm going to jump on the bandwagon and support this person, because this actually is incredible. Like, I know when people were watching that at home, the walkout with that song, they were like, fuck this kid. Oh, but
like someone
walking around shit the Christmas tree.
Oh, it's such a vibe. But fuck him. I can't help it. Oh,
how does it feel that
have a holly jolly? Fine, I'm a fan.
But like in the beginning of your career, it was like it was easier to hate, and you're inching so much closer to that now, though. Like, how does it feel that you're like at the doorstep of it? Do you feel like you're ready for like a Canelo fight? Or
are you kidding me, Kevin?
Brother, do you mind?
That's my guy. I'm sorry.
I feel like this is just a step in the right direction and just going to keep on getting better skill-wise and staying in camp and staying active and more events like these and continuing to raise the level of opposition. And I think in the next 12 to 36 months, there's going to be a lot of fucking crazy things that happen, man. And that it's going to be surreal, and we're just going to be like, oh, we're here. Oh, fuck. Like, that was it? It's only been 2 years, and now it's like a Canelo fight or a world title shot or whatever it might be. But I know I'm going to rise to the occasion and do my best to achieve the impossible.
What's
you want to rock paper scissors for this?
Yeah, sure.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I got you.
Logan's you got question.
I appreciate and always have appreciated your ability to look long term.
Shut the fuck up.
Is that because you lost?
You just choked. You've been on coughing the problem for 3 days straight. Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah, is it
why are you coughing? Hey, buddy.
Bro. No, I'm good, man.
Bro. Why are you coughing?
We're doing a podcast.
It's
a podcast.
It's just this new Jake Paul. Celsius, 1 of 1.
Is it bad?
Jake Paul Celsius.
No, it's so good. I can't. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was saying, I think it's a, gift that you have, and I admire this as someone who also is you know, building a little bit of a thing. I've always admired your ability to think really far into the future. It's a gift. It truly is. Like, most people think, you know, what am I doing tomorrow? Maybe, what am I doing next month? You're 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years ahead of time, and you stick to the plan. And that's what separates you, because, yo, when you first started saying that you were going to fight Canelo and be world champion, people laughed at you, myself included. Yeah, you know, like, yeah. it sounds absurd. No one thinks that this influencer YouTuber is going to stick to the plan and actually do what he's saying, because it's hard as shit.
You don't see him training two times.
Do you think your brother will be a world champion?
I do.
Okay, really, I need the click. I need the click.
And
I turned him. I turned him.
And I have to say, I'm ashamed to say at one point, I thought it was a wild ass claim, but I'm also not ashamed to say it, because Jake Paul thrives on doubters.
Can I ask you
And the fact that I was one of those is part of the reason that he's going to be, because he's proving everyone wrong, including me. And he does time and time and time again. The guy is so good at what he does, and man, I'm a moron. I'm not perfect. Like, to say this young individual is gonna be a world champion, like, how do we know that?
But wait,
how do we believe him? Besides just putting blind trust in his work ethic, which I'm not so easy to give credit to people. Like, I'm just not. I'm his older brother, bro. Tough love. Him too. It's difficult for me to stamp something, and he continues to show me why he is literally the best and will always do the impossible. And that's the entity that is Jake.
Can we?
Okay. So on this, I got to tell you, when Jake was saying Canelo, I was like, you got this.
Thank
dude.
You,
if you're making up Thank your you. Mind like you are, Thank you. It'll happen. And it's crazy, because Jake and I, we've had this, like, I'll tell him all the time. I'm like, dude, I believe in you. You're going to get this. You're going to get this. Keep fucking working hard like you do. You're gonna get it,
but I'm
I need the clicks.
No, okay, hold on, one sec. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, what Jake and I do, Uh-oh. We're both really good marketers. We just also happen to be the product in many ways. And when Jake is parading around, I'm gonna be the world champion. I'm gonna take over the boxing. All the other stuff. How do we know he's not marketing?
How do I
know he's not just marketing? How do I know he's not just getting people to tune in?
That is true. I saw Ethan was here the other day, or someone was filming me, and I was like, I'm going to knock him out in the first round or whatever. And I was like, bro, I'm not just saying that for the fucking cameras. I'm going to knock him out in the first round. But you're right, some things are marketing. And that's why with this fight, I said, a lot of times people think I'm just going around boasting things to get clicks and views. But I'm dead ass serious about this. And I think this was the turning point where people maybe realized that.
For sure, man. This dude's a real ass boxer.
They got to wait for that documentary. it's two times a fucking day. They don't see that.
Yeah. No. I mean, dude, no one understands how hard he works. And they'll never understand until they're with him for a week.
On the spot, though. Does Logan Paul still think he's a better boxer than Jake Paul?
No, fuck no.
There we fucking go. I needed it.
No. I actually gave up that thought probably about a couple months before my last fight. But I was marketing, dog.
That's right.
That's Come true. On. We were getting some clicks. I think you'd be a better MMA fighter, though. Whoa.
I mean, maybe not, but
you're so flexible in your legs and kicks and rest. You're a better wrestler.
Could do the splits.
You look really good in doggy style. That Tate said the other day that him and Tristan would beat you two in a cage match?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Look, 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 look.
Before he said that, I don't want to say this out of context. He also said, I'm not trying to get an internet beef.
Yeah, but then he said it.
Okay.
He
said it like smiling like laughing and kind of like jokingly. That's delusion. That's delusion. I'm sorry.
Beef.
Look, Andrew, fighter, legitimate, badass motherfucker, yeah, yeah. Strong mentality. I'm sorry. Tristan Tate is the weak link. bro, come on.
Tristan, I say let's run.
He got a bad shoulder. He's shaped like a gingerbread man.
Romania is a flight away.
You doing it to run it.
The PFL will.
I don't want no beef, but that's delusion.
The PFL will set this up.
MMA tag team match.
10 million for everybody.
You might have a fight. You might have a fight on your hands.
That would go crazy.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. No, seriously.
I'm
let's
about
do
the
it.
Action. Like, I'm no, I'm less talk now. Like, let's just fucking go.
Fuck yo, but you know for talk. A fact, me and Jake will travel to Romania. We will make this happen. We'll do it wherever you want, whatever conditions you want. 10 million each fighter. It's not going to be accepted.
That's just the guarantee.
Punching a hole in
them? There's a reason the fight won't happen.
Huge. I mean, it's hundreds of millions.
Yeah. So that's just the guarantee.
But somebody got to stand on business. And they might live in Romania right now.
Let's talk, bro. All these guys want it until it's time to sign the contract, including Mr. Predator Alien Forehead motherfucker, bro. They don't want the smoke, dog. He's never going to fight me.
By Predator Alien Forehead motherfucker, who do you mean by that?
The one who looks like...
Shakishi. KSI.
KSI.
Yeah, he will never sign the contract. It's never going to happen. And I called it before I fought Gibb.
I got a connection.
Oh, Logan, what the heck? I didn't even see you there. What?
That's so fucking crazy.
I could say this because you know I got a connection to KSI. You're definitely making it harder for him to sign the contract.
Is that so?
Well, I mean, truthfully, with the business that we have, he can live the rest of his life real comfortable. And not have to subject himself to the ring, most difficult
die.
Sport
so
in the world.
So can Jake.
So can I.
Yeah, but you're on a different mission.
Better is like fucking crushing it. We haven't really been allowed to talk about the numbers, but Better is like on fire. So many amazing things going on in the business world. It's like I can retire for the rest of my life.
That's why we're trying to give money back. 300 Xmas.
Yes.
Download Better and play Better Bigs. What are you doing?
Bro. It's unbelievable how well you are. Like, that's incredible.
But yeah, it's like legacy at the end of the day. Like, if you really are the big bad wolf of this shit, if you think you're all that, you will go down in the history books as a bitch, KSI, if you don't make it happen. And your own fan base has already turned against you, being like, yeah, he's the one ducking. He doesn't want this.
When you put it on the drawing board and they put these comparisons up in terms of who they fought, you can't even...
You're talking about me?
Like, when people compare who they fought.
Fuck that. Fuck the past. Fuck anything. Fuck the shit talk. The contract is ready.
It's ready.
And no one on his side is saying a peep. So, what's good?
It's because shit gets
what's good?
Angry.
And this all goes back to my original point of all these guys, Tate, KSI, even Tommy Fury. We had calls with him. Had an hour-long call with him, and the whole entire thing was just kind of this, oh, more money, when he's not getting more money by fighting anybody else, and we have an amazing offer for him out there, and it just, like, kind of these excuses after excuses, and I just don't think people are really wanting to. Obviously, Tommy already beat me, so people will be like, oh, well, he already beat you. Why wouldn't he do it again? But he sees my skill set advancing, knows that he had me at my worst.
Two to make it true, you fucking pussy.
Two to make it true. So
he ducking like somebody threw a brick at his ass.
I'm here. I'm ready. We can fight December, January, March, February, May, April, July, June.
Name all of them.
That's
September,
all the months.
August.
Name that's all the months.
Anytime, anywhere, there's any place. Yes. Fucking November, December,
yeah.
October.
Shit. It's about Halloween.
We can fight on Halloween.
Halloween has it.
Right. Shit gets scary.
Yeah, man.
Come on, baby.
The best ad lib.
I just want to say, I want to give a shout out to Adi right here.
Yeah.
Shout out Adi.
Shout out Adi.
Adi! He just crashed the company car.
Adi is my photographer, and he just captured the best photo of my career.
Yeah. Wow.
Come on,
wow.
Man.
Wow.
After he crashed the company car.
where's
you redeemed yourself, brother. And it's this photo. It kind of gets me teary eyed because like, it's fucking crazy, bro. Like that photo is so cool. And I just
which photo are you talking about? The waving?
Yeah, where he's on the ground and I can just show my kid that, like, yo. And it's literally, it's like, I personally think it's my standing over like Muhammad Ali photo where he's just like flat out waving him goodbye.
So we get
and
it
it's so clear. It's just fucking perfect, man. It's fucking crazy.
Are we getting a frame for the gym?
Yeah, we need a bunch of frame. What bunch of them?
Need that.
Yeah, let's just be clear. Like what just happened? You beat your first professional boxer, seasoned professional boxer in a fight. This is like the beginning of your professional boxing journey. This is a huge fucking step, bro.
Thank you, man.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's going to be crazy.
Against all odds, too.
Against all odds. It's going to be crazy.
Do you care that you know people are still going to try to debunk it? Do you like care that that's a thing? Or?
No, man.
Fuck no.
Fuck these people. Fuck these people. Like, they're going to say whatever they want, and that's cool. But
you've been
at the end of the day, the people in this sport respect me so much. The WBC, absolutely. WBA, WBO, IBF, the boxers, the commissions, the my sparring partners, my coaches,
potentially
other
the next
coaches,
president.
Other female other female boxers, the potential next president, yeah. Vivek. Oh, like, bro. These are the people who see what I'm doing and show up and support. And it's Franchon, Cruz DeZern coming up to me and just being like, thank you for everything. Like, it means the fucking world. Shadeja in her interview with DAZN just being like, I owe Jake Paul my life. And she's going to come back, by the way. Shadeja Green will be back. We want the rematch. This is not the end of the road
ain't
for her by any
work.
Means, but... just saying, like, she was just sitting there undefeated with no money, like, on the sidelines and, like, coming in. That's that. All of that's what matters. The guys or girls who are on there, and I say this as a joke, but it's, like, probably true. Like, they're not paying for their own Wi-Fi saying shit to me. Like, wrap it up, brother. Go outside. Go to a park. Go for a walk. Like, find a hobby. Don't try to come for me because I'm cemented in this game fucking
3-4
forever,
years in.
So
and a lot of I don't know if we can touch on it. A lot of people don't know. They probably think it's a business move for your like push towards women's boxing being like what it is. They don't realize you're not profiting on that. Like you're not touching anything from it.
Yeah, it's a break even, like just from what I put in on my side to what's received back in terms of a small fee that we get for promoting these people. But it's never been about the money by any means. It's about history and changing the game and just first meeting Amanda Serrano and being like, how are you getting $5,000 for a fight? That's fucked up. And then it just turned into this bigger mission as I helped people. You know, it wasn't always this vision of like save the sport of boxing. It was like, one thing at a time. And then all of a sudden, everyone was like, yeah, go Jake, go women's boxing. This is amazing. And I was like, oh, wow, I can really make an impact here. And then just made that my mission.
You've gotten really good at understanding who you are, what you want to do, and amplifying the people around you who you believe in. And the side of people or the side of you that people don't see is the good side. You're a real giver, dude. Even with boxing bullies, like I admire your foundation, you know, like teaching the youth bullying is not the answer. Take your aggression out on the bag. And I think the veil of the stupid jock, the stupid annoying jock is dropping. And that's why I'm more curious about when people finally accept that you are here to stay and you have really disrupted the sport, not just in the sport itself, but in the philanthropy and in the other gender of it. But then, you know, like how did you feel today walking into a building where everyone was cheering and here for you? Because when I walked into the Nate Diaz fight, bro, motherfuckers were cursing me out
and
cursing
fighting
me
y'all.
Out.
Come and try to fight y'all.
Trying to fight us.
Yeah. So this is what I've always envisioned. The people who were against me joining the movement to make boxing great again and to make the sport fighter first and to get rid of all the leeches, the snakes, the snake oil salesmen and, you know, creating a fighters union. And everyone needs to jump on board for that. And so that's really the vision. If people could see the movement and the mission and help, because this isn't just about me, bro. Like I'm just like a spotlight in some ways. Like it's Shadeja Green. It's Amanda Serrano. It's not me at all. It's like, yeah, I have an audience to like shine a light on these things, but we all need each other as a team in this sport, especially the boxers coming together, the audience coming together. The fans should be like, yes, let's make this better because we're going to get better fights. the fighters are going to make more money. This is going to grow the sport. More people are going to want to join in. 30 years from now, all this is doing is inspiring more people. X, Y, Z. It's a whole domino effect that just makes everything better. And yeah, maybe people start to realize that that's been the mission the whole time. But the unfortunate part is like, these people probably aren't watching this podcast and are like, oh, okay, like, let's go do this, you know?
Well, so, no one gives a shit about what you have to say in long form content. That's not true, but less people, they want to see your knockouts.
Exactly.
They want to see your knockouts or criticize your life.
It's just so much deeper than that. And it sucks. It really sucks. Everything's so quick nowadays in this fast paced world. They only want to see the 15-second clip, comment, oh yeah, well he couldn't do it there, but do it to this part, and then move on to the next thing.
Well, not just that, the attention spans have decreased rapidly, and people can't pay attention to anything for more than 5 seconds because of iPads.
Yeah, my shit is weak. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, no, my screen time's high.
Then this is a screen agent.
Myself included.
I put a time limit on my.
He put a screen limit time.
I'm actively working. I got an hour on Instagram, an hour on X, and an hour on TikTok. Where does your voice go after boxing? Like when it's all said and done, and you're fucking out of here. Where does it go?
Are you my voice?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, where are you shedding light? Are you retiring? Are you just falling back? We out of this motherfucker?
Bro, I always think about retiring, and then I'm just like, because like, bro, I have so many business ideas and companies that like, I literally have a note on my phone that like ideas I can't execute right now. And there's so many business ideas. I don't know how y'all don't capitalize on
inflatable butt plugs.
There's just so much shit to
do. Why don't you give one to people who are looking to get rich?
You sure? So this is one, for example, that just. It's insane how no one's done it. And if you start to do it, I will invest and then market it for you. Because I've said this before, but not on like a bigger platform. But it's a 247 security. So Nestcam was a multi-billion dollar company. Fucking shit. Like, what do cameras do in your house anymore? Nothing. Like, oh, you see it? Cool. Well, they already stole and killed all your shit and fuck, you're dead. So just a more advanced AI screening security system. With built-in weapons that, like, disable the threat.
What do you mean by that?
Disable them, brother. You trying to get too deep.
Well, what do you mean by disable?
Disable in terms of, like, get them off the property. But why is there not, like...
Hold on. There is. I have it.
What is it?
It's called Edgeworth. Edgeworth Security.
Oh, you got a fucking pit bull.
This is perfect. You alley-ooped me. I don't want any problems. Explain what they are.
It's an AI security company where AI recognizes if there's threats, and if there is a threat coming on the property, it's monitored 24/7. The security company will call via speakers that you've installed. They'll call the local police officers. They'll call the local security officers and get people to come to your house and hopefully neutralize the threat.
So I had this exact security.
You're already dead.
I had this.
I'm not dead. I got weapons.
I had this exact security company. And I was like, you know what? I'm paying a lot of money for this. Let's test this shit out, dog. So I leave in my car out the neighborhood, sit there for an hour. I'm dressed in all black with three friends.
I was going to, you were brothers. I was going to do the same shit to them.
Yes. I'm dead serious.
You put it in a test.
So I rush the front gate. We all jump it. Sprint inside the house. No call. You're dead. Mm. So what my AI 247 security company does is you have iPads or intercom stations set up specifically next to the master bedroom bed where the AI will see it and the system's connected right in and it, boom, the alarm goes off in your own house. The alarm goes off in all the yards. There's pods stationed throughout.
Turrets?
And there's going to be a mace wall, yes. But
you need a turret.
But all the lights turn on, and the alarms from the outside start going crazy, and then you're actually woken up. Oh, you have cameras in your house? Cool. Well, you're fucking asleep. They'll break open your whole fucking door. You wake up. What's that noise? Bop, 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 bop. You're already fucking dead.
Yeah, I need to dye my skin white if you get this, brother.
Bro.
I don't know about this.
I've had security guards on premises, two of them, in the night, and
a drunken mom fan with her baby still got all the way up to the front door because they go 100 nights.
So you know what would have been better if that mom and her baby got fucking turret. Blown down by a turret.
Yeah,
turret.
Maybe he'd have been blind.
Not a turret gun, but I'm saying there's so many ideas.
It could be a Nerf turret.
I can't explain all of it.
It could be a tranquilizing turret.
No, that baby needs to learn at an early age. Don't you fucking walk on my property. Yeah, we need to set the perpetrators on fire.
Hold on. Maybe this is fucked up, but I don't have too much mercy for people who are trespassing.
Oh, I don't either. Never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
Listen, I got another idea.
And the system automatically calls 911.
Yeah.
And alerts them.
Well, that's what...
But it's this, like, computer system would actually do it versus...
We gotta bleep that name.
Has a pit bull.
That's a good one. That's a great deterrent. You have a dog gun. That will murder people. That's good. You have Thor. He's not... You know, he's
Thor.
Yeah, but also
he won't do more.
Thor wouldn't bite a tree. Our target demo would be like big mansion houses because there's so much more area. So it's like a dog sometimes isn't gonna fucking hear this shit. I don't know. But whatever.
I got one. For anyone who wants to make a shitload of money, here's your tech company. It's called AI Accountability. AI Accountability. It is a tech system that basically scrubs what people post, and anytime someone posts something negative or extremely immoral, it keeps a tab of what you post for the rest of your life. So basically, if you're a bully or a predator or someone who harasses people to get engagement, there will be a tab on you for the rest of your life, and anytime you try to get a job, a girlfriend, a wife, a friend, whatever, it sends all the shit you've done your whole life because you're a piece of shit to that person.
Human
Yelp
reviews.
Black Mirror.
These little, Twitter fucks. Like,
it's called, it holds you accountable, bro. You know fucking John from Arkansas, who's a racist and is posting some fucked up shit on Facebook, is getting a job 5 years later, but he still has that bone in him. Fuck that. John.
Hear me out. AI strippers. But listen though, 3D glasses, the butt comes out the screen.
Yeah, this is going to be a real problem, actually. It's coming, bro, trust me.
AI strip BBLs on screen? You don't even got to leave a house. If y'all want to invest.
For sure.
Hey.
What's that?
Not to totally change topics to go from AI strippers to something sentimental, but I think it'd be cool to hear from Pam and Greg. We're coming out of a really fucking awesome moment. And
does Pam want to take the seat? I have to pee really badly.
Yeah, Pam, you want to sit down?
You want to take the seat?
Come on, Pam. I just think you made a hell of a kid here, and I think I speak
two
for
kids.
Everyone. Yeah, two kids.
Like I kept saying.
Hey. So it's a podcast.
Put your mic.
You got to talk in the mic.
Oh, sorry. I kept saying in the ring, two, I got two, I got two, I got two. You, we have two. What other parent can say that?
Pam, okay. you made some cool kids here. They're doing some cool stuff.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Talk that shit. Talk your shit, Pam.
Whatever. I was blessed. Mm. I didn't do anything.
That's not true.
Yeah, y'all did a lot.
I could do the splits because of you.
Well, that's true. And a backflip.
Do a backflip?
Yep.
Congrats.
Whoa, who helped you with that backflip? Uh-huh.
Yeah, but who taught you to help? I did.
It was my grandma.
You used to spot me to do a backflip. I taught you how to do that.
Damn. All right. Respect.
Can we keep going? Can you guys keep arguing?
Yeah, that's true. Divorce, keep
great.
Going.
No, I just think we agree that you guys are great.
We're all right. I think there's a super clear path here that I have recognized, maybe probably after you.
Yeah, what?
What were you going to say?
I have a clear path in my head too. But you go first.
I think after my last fight, it was abundantly clear to me what I'm really good at. And that is WWE wrestling.
That was my...
Professional wrestling, I'm good at it, and I like it, and it's the combination of everything that
you're
I love.
You're the best at it.
Thank you.
You're literally the best
most entertaining person to watch. Thanks, just because of your size, physique, and then doing all the moves that the little guys can do.
I'll be flying for sure, and I really like it. And someone in the company recently said, like, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make money. And I, in my head, I go, I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to make money. I'm here because I like this shit. Yeah. I'm here to disrupt. I'm here to beat the people that you love. And it became clear to me that that's my path. And I'm going to lean into it, especially because I have a brother who, in parallel, is also taking over a sister industry in the biggest way possible. So it became super attractive to me that we could literally disrupt sports entertainment like unlike anything you've ever seen before if we both just lean into what we're good at. He's the boxer in the family. He got that killer instinct that I don't really have, you know. and I'm finally coming to terms with that, and it's a really nice feeling to accept who I am and what I do. And I can be proud of my brother for the shit that he is so good at, that is he's doing unlike any person on this earth.
And I could never do what you're doing in the WWE ever, bro. You're so fucking good. People are like, are you going to go into the WWE after boxing? I'm like, I don't know. I can't do all that. I'm too thick. I'll break something. Like, straight up. So it's amazing. And that's what I saw, is just you being the WWE champion and me being boxing world champion and having the belts at the same time.
I mean, that's it. Fuck. That's it. It's never been done. What he just said is it.
So Roman Reigns. That's right. You fucking peon.
Not yet.
This guy is coming for you.
It's true. Eventually.
Facts, brother.
We'll see. We'll see. Facts. If it's even him.
Don't get too comfortable. Roman Reigns no longer. My brother is going to be the WWE champion of the world. That's true.
I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't think I could take over. And I see it so vividly. Everything I've done in my life, I've attacked when I really sink my teeth in. And y'all gonna get mad at me. I haven't really sunk my teeth in yet. I've been doing this shit as a hobby.
That's what I was trying to say, like, from the beginning. Let's come full circle back. You guys are clearly amazing in so many aspects. You've gone the gamut through all the aspects between social media, acting, singing. Now you're back to your athleticism.
Entrepreneur,
the businesses you guys create. Like who else is doing it? Forget, we're not naming names. Who else is doing it? No one.
And you're so much stronger as a unit.
For sure.
It makes me cry sitting here watching you guys, like, right?
Heck yeah.
Like, be brothers and be so supportive of each other. That's all a parent wants. It's all we both want. And build your families and have grandkids that are also like legends, please.
Yeah, that's what I'm most excited to do.
It's going to be so cool. Yeah.
Out of everything.
Yeah, when people ask me what I want to be remembered for, I just say I want to be a good dad. Yeah. I think it's important. Which, by the way, great work.
Good job. You're a great dad.
Great work.
You're a great fucking dad. And you're a great fucking mom.
I appreciate that. Guys. And you know what? I'm really looking forward to be an even better grandpa.
Oh
yeah, I think we'll be better grandparents than parents because we learned
that. And love that.
Yeah, nothing's and we're willing perfect. To do whatever it takes.
Nothing's perfect. People try to rip down our family for the drama, and we have highlighted, probably me the most, highlighted some of the negative things of like trauma and stuff. But at the end of the day, y'all are amazing. So
thank you.
And people can't take that away, and I really appreciate y'all.
We love you. Both of you.
I think if there were more great dads and great moms, the world would be a better place. Like literally, if you can leave this earth saying, I raised good kids, what more could you ask for?
Nothing. You Zero. Know?
That's amazing. Yeah. What's your greatest accomplishment in life?
Well, you know, raising you guys to be the beast that you are. And growing up, you know, I was a realtor. I was always interviewing great parents to find out what they did. And there was a common theme, and I built that in with you guys. And I knew you would succeed and be great at whatever you did, not to this level. And I'm going to help you guys do that with your kids. And I can help any parent out there. But here's the thing. It's not easy. it's a lot of work. There are a lot of times when you guys freaking hated my ass, but I knew I was doing the right thing. And I don't know if you remember, but I'd say, hey, welcome to life. Get the fuck over it.
Yeah, right? You would say, like, I'm not going to ever be your friend.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of times you did the wrong thing, too. And we can admit that.
It's an impossible job, right?
There's no parent out there that's going to do the right thing all the time. There's just no way. I truly feel we were just blessed. I feel like overall, in so many ways, we were just blessed.
I think there's such an interesting discussion here. You guys are an anomaly of a thing. You're two brothers that have achieved so much in your life. And your brothers, that's the anomaly factor in there. So it's this discussion, whether it's nature or nurture. Like, how does this happen? Is it the nurture that you guys gave them that made them both as successful as they are? Or is it a nature thing where it's like you guys are just born with something? And like the way from being a bystander that has been welcomed into this family and got to see it, what I see the common denominator between the two of you being is self-belief and an unbelievable amount of hard work. That's like the thing that I see you guys do. And I would imagine that's a nurture thing. I think that's what you guys instilled in them, whether it was in the perfect way possible or not. That's what I see that was instilled in you guys. I don't think it's like you guys were just born with something that nobody else has. I think it's that you
No, bro, fuck no, bro. If I was born with something that nobody else had, I'd be like doing that thing. Like I got respect for singers and artists out there, but if I could like sing or had like a musical talent, I'd be doing that. You go to the studio, you make a hit song, you like, you have that voice, you have that it factor, fine. Man, I work for all my shit, all my shit. I was not born with that it factor. I was born with a physique and a physical ability to be pretty good at sports, but the discipline that this motherfucker specifically instilled in both of us, discipline, action and lack thereof is the key to life. It's the key to success. If you can master discipline with your thoughts and your actions, you will do whatever you want in life. And we learned that at an early age and also had this weird circumstance, the nurture aspect of what you're talking about, where we both wanted to escape. We look around at the people we were with in our school, our friends, and I didn't want to stay in Ohio. I didn't. I just felt like there was more. There was more out there. The world is beautiful and huge. And I knew there was so much potential that I could chase and capture if I just worked hard enough. If I just worked hard enough. And shit, I happened to be right. I took that leap and I landed somewhere that was fruitful as fuck. And so did he. And we inspired the shit out of each other. And it's not like there's a super identifiable thing that we both have besides our hard work. Bruh, we're both, I say this without trying to sound pompous, but really successful for our age, above average. And we're also very different. We did not follow the same blueprint. So whatever happened that you two did, congrats, you're two for two. And if you could make a roadmap and create a blueprint for raising kids, especially now where children will be distracted by XYZ technology, social media, games on your phone, not knowing what's real or what's fake with AI, it's going to be a difficult world to grow up in.
And that's why me, Brandon, and Aubrey Marcus are writing a book together. Which will be coming in 2024.
Just
about our key learnings in today's generation.
So
of the fucked up world we live in, how to conquer it. We're just plugging everything, but I'm being serious though.
Yeah. And one of the things that really worked is you guys weren't allowed to say can't. When they were growing up, they couldn't say can't. And that pretty much turned, and if they did say can't, they'd do push-ups or they'd run. Coaching football and wrestling, if somebody said can't, sometimes I'd make the kid who said can't stand and the rest of the team would run. That simple thing made them figure out ways to get it done. And if every parent would do that on a regular, consistently, it's a game changer. That's one simple thing that we could all do to get better every day.
I think just real quick, the obvious thing to point out here that could be rebuted to all this is that economic success isn't the only metric to measure success by. And obviously that's like, you guys have crushed it on that front. I think the lessons that you guys, that you two have learned from your upbringing that you'll now, ideally you just keep getting better, right? Like your parents do the best they can. And then you learn from what they did and you make it a little bit better when you do it. And then hopefully your kids do the same. And obviously whatever they did helped you guys extraordinarily on the economic front. I think where the lessons came in was on like on the emotional front, on the psychological front. And that's where hopefully with your kids, you guys will just improve. And you can still, then they'll be fucking crushing it on the economic front. And they'll also be sweet and sound on the mental and happiness front.
Hopefully happy all the time.
Yeah.
Well, in a traditional sense.
Well, that's wrong to say. Not happy all the time. Life's like, the goal of your life shouldn't be to be happy all the time, because there'll be moments where your purpose outweighs your happiness, but more probably than we were in the initial stages of our life, which is why I think we both struggled with certain things like alcohol and so on. But yeah,
in a traditional sense, no, you're right. Like success can be measured in so many ways. And like, I think we both had a serious appetite for extreme glory, whatever you want to call it, for like, we saw some bright lights and we chased them. Like,
yeah, little, and like, by the way, flies. Nothing wrong with that, as you should.
No, that's what we wanted to do. But like, that's not for everyone. That's not for everyone. The ultimate goal of any human being is likely just to be happy. Mm-hmm. People just want to be happy. And the ultimate question is, how do you achieve that?
Mm. And I don't think it's far off from what you did. I think it's you got to go on your adventure. You have to like go out and conquer and fucking go out in the world and do it. Like that, and that's where you find it. So I don't think you're too far off there.
Mm. Yeah, find your purpose. Find the sacrifices you need to make, because sacrifice is a big part of happiness.
Like, inevitable.
Do you think I was happy the last 3 months? Mom, you heard, I kind of vented to you. I was just like,
yeah,
I'm lonely, I'm sad. Yeah, sending her voice memos and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, it's delayed gratification to just be here today of in extreme happiness and
think
and
about
satisfaction.
All that you sacrificed, and look, it paid off. Like, yep. You're here and you're like, okay, that's why I did it.
Yep. This time, but also, don't get caught up in the highs.
Yeah, sometimes you get fucking, sometimes you lose a split decision in Saudi. sometimes you get, and then you got to just be fucked. And then just double down.
I said it on this podcast before. Yeah. It is guaranteed that every human will get smacked in the face by life at some point. How do you deal with that adversity? What do you do?
And also, what else do you want? You want to just coast your way uphill?
Yeah, Brandon.
Life?
Yes.
You wanna,
please.
No, you don't.
Please.
When you sit on your deathbed and you look back at your life, do you want to be like, yeah, it was just peaches and cream all the way? No,
yes.
You want to be like, I got knocked the fuck down and I got up. And I did it again and I did it again.
Sometimes this shit sucks, dude. Mm.
Hey, man, I'll take the peaches and cream.
I'll take the peaches and cream right now, bro. Where's that button?
But that's because we've all been through adversity.
Give me that peaches and cream,
yeah,
baby.
Give me some peaches.
Bring it my way.
Like tonight.
No, but everyone
and cream.
Has. But everyone has. That's what I'm saying. Every human has been through some shit.
But that's why this moment is so sweet. Today,
Joy,
because he's been knocked the fuck down.
Joy wouldn't feel so good if it weren't for pain. Mm. That's got to be easy because life is hard. It'll leave you physically and mentally and emotionally starved. Yeah. This is for my people on the block. 50 Cent. But seriously, like
the Christmas tree.
It comes back to the duality. It's your profile picture.
Duality.
There's no highs without lows. There's no good without bad. There's no
the darkness in the right hand, which is the killer.
Black and white.
And the white light love of doing this sport. Pepper you up with my jab and put you to sleep night with the right. That's it. BS with Jake Paul. Subscribe.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well.
So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.